You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mystic B Spiritual Insights, hosted by Anna Marie.
Anna Marie.
Live from mystic-b.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mystic B Spiritual Insight
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mystic B Spiritual Insights. My name is Anna Marie, and I will be your host today. If you are joining me for the first time, I want to say welcome. Those other repeat offenders, thanks again for tuning in. As always, my hope is that you'll find this time meaningful and there's something that we can do to offer just some insights and clarity to help you on your journey. To explain a little bit about my process for any newcomers, the intention here is that I'm offering some insights, intuitive messages, and that whether you're a live caller or someone just tuning into the program via live stream or podcast, that somewhere in here you receive some clarity, some meaning, some encouragement. Even if you're not the one that's getting a one-on-one reading, just keep your mind open and think of what other messages or information you might be hearing that could apply to something happening in your own life. So, brief messages kind of in the beginning, as I mentioned, I do like for the callers not to share information with me if we get connected. I really like things to happen organically, and I really just do my best to tune in to the energy that I'm receiving from the caller, and I'll share whatever comes through. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is that I feel like ultimately the outcome is positive. It does feel like there's some things that need to be reconfigured. So what I mean by that is I feel like there's a mindset over money, but I feel there's actually some fundamental changes that need to be made to make the progress. Okay. So this may be something I don't feel like it's necessarily selling something. I feel like it, you know, in my mind, I'm getting the word refinance, but it feels like there are certain things around credit and debt that could be restructured. Does this make any sense for you?
I don't have any credit or debit owing on anything.
Okay, so not on any home. So I just feel like there's certain things within the, and I just keep wanting to say it feels like whatever activities happen within the home, within the family, I feel like there's just some new way of thinking. There's some restructuring of how life is being handled. So I'm not feeling like this is tied to you have to have a new job. It doesn't feel like that. It just feels like letting go of some habits or ways of thinking about money, but also restructuring how you manage money, handle money. But I do feel like there is some sort of restructuring, and it feels like it's something that you own. So whatever that may be, but I feel like things do improve. I just, I think it just is going to take a little bit of work on your part as far as rethinking how you interact with money, how you proceed with money. But you do get through it. I feel like, how do I want to say? I feel like it's a 2-month time frame. I feel like 2 months from now, things will be very different. You'll be much more optimistic about the financial situation. Did you want to dive? Is there some specific financial item or issue that you want more detail on?
We're just wanting to move. So we would definitely move from our location that we're in at the moment.
Okay. So that may be why I keep wanting to say structure within the home. So it's very possible that I'm misinterpreting some of the energy, but I do feel like changes in the home is part of what brings you change. So it sounds like you're wanting the money to improve so you can move. And I think what I'm getting is the move makes the money improve. Does that make sense?
And I think you're right. I do feel like you're right there.
Yeah, I feel like the move is part of the gateway to financial gain. I feel like it's just, and maybe that's why I'm saying you have to rethink your view on money, because it might be you're putting it out of sequence. You're thinking that you have to find the money and then move, when I think it's really the move, the change around the home is what brings the financial liberation. Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That does make sense.
Okay. That's good. What other thoughts or topics might be coming to your mind about that, or anything else that you think I can help with?
Whatever you can get, whatever you can get, I'm happy to receive if I meant to have received that message.
Okay. So I don't know if you have a wedding anniversary or something coming up, but I do feel some sort of marital energy or celebration. So I don't know if your anniversary is coming up or if you might be attending a wedding, but I also feel like that that's coming up in the next few months. Does that resonate with you at all?
No, our wedding anniversary is in February.
You're okay. And you don't have an upcoming engagement or wedding of a close friend or relative?
Not that I'm aware of, but it could come.
Okay. Well, I would say, even if you're not, I sense that part of this celebration with the home changes, the money liberation, I just feel like there's a lot more celebration to be had. And one of those things feels like it's some sort of, it's matrimonial. So it's not like a birthday. It feels like it's something around a wedding or an engagement. So I think that's positive, but I would say just expect that with, I would say sadness.
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
Certainly.
Could it be possibly a celebration around a home? In relation to a home?
No, I think there's definitely celebration around the home, right? That's part of the broader happiness that comes to you with the changes in the home, comes the money and the happiness. Yeah. But this feels in addition to. So this feels like an additional celebration. And by the way, it's good. And even if it's not yours, it's something positive. But I would say don't be surprised. I would say, you know, other than that, just as you move into your rethinking how you're doing money first or move first, just continue to be mindful about where you're spending the money, and who you're interacting with and listening to as far as your guidance. But overall, I feel like you have this divine energy that has paved the way for you. So rely on your faith. I also feel, Lisa, that you have, I feel like you have the gift of manifestation, that you are a person that when you want something, you put your mind to it. And I think you have a strong ability to make things manifest in your life.
I'm the queen of manifestation.
Yes, I feel that. No, I absolutely feel that with you. So I was going to say, put that practice, right? Even though this has been a hard period for you, I feel like put those practices that you know you love and enjoy, put those practices into play around this house topic. Because I feel like there are some things that you've done traditionally that you've not been doing lately. And I think it will also lift your spirits. I think you will remember how exciting it is, right? When you put your focus and you start getting that excitement, your energy will shift pretty quickly. But I feel like within two months, this is all your conversations and your
topics.
Good. Yeah, I just feel like within 2 months, you are on talking about other things. I feel like it's other forms of celebration. I feel like whatever this wedding or matrimonial element are. But I hope this is something that's brought you some encouragement, Lisa. I'm excited about the house. I would love to hear you. I would love to have you follow up and just let me know how that goes.
Yes, I will. I'll definitely follow you up. And thank you very much for taking your time and energy and having a read for me today. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And don't forget how powerful you are with your own manifestation. Get to work.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Take good care.
Thanks.
And now I think we have Karen from Ontario, Canada. Yes. Are you with me, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you. I would love to help offer some insights or messages for you. Would you like just a general reading, or is there a particular topic that you'd like to dive into?
Oh, I'm just going into 2025. It's been kind of a rocky start to the year, so I'm just hoping that I'm carrying a lot of stress right now, and I just want things to settle down and don't know what's coming up for the next, you know, 6 months to the end of the year.
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to say I'm sorry that you've been having a hard time. I know some years do not kick off very well, and, you know, feel very
certainly one of them.
Yeah. Well, I feel very fortunate that, you know, I have a roof over my head and money in the bank and my dogs are fine and all of that. I've had sort of awkward year so far too. So let's see what we can get energetically and kind of what's happening with you.
Okay.
I do feel and again, just this is not about full moon energy right now, but I also feel like you have, and please, the energy I pick up is never meant to be disrespectful, Karen. I can only say it how I'm getting it. I feel like you've been like in bed, not necessarily sick, but almost depressed or feeling defeated to the point where you might be making yourself sick. Does that make sense for you?
Well, I probably was a little bit depressed. Up until a couple of weeks ago, just because of the amount of stuff that I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
It was just hard to get motivated to do anything.
No, completely. And you know what? I think that's true for all of us. And no, there is no judgment here. But what I want you to know is that the energy changes pretty dramatically for you. I feel like it becomes like a 180. And it feels like it's just around the corner. So I would literally say by the end of April, I mean, I don't even know if it would be the end of April. I feel more like maybe middle of April at the latest, that you have this renewed sense of new beginning, and that these struggles and challenges that you've been going through, I feel like they've been more spiritual for you. I feel like there's some lessons and things that you've had to learn about yourself and just kind of how you arrived at this place. Does this make sense to you at all?
Well, I think the one thing that I realized through all of this is that I tend to take control of situations because that's the way it's always been for me.
Right, because you're strong.
I didn't really realize it before. Well, everybody keeps telling me that, you know, we always kind of shake it off. No, I'm not. I'm just me. But thinking about it, I've always had to take control of situations because they've been given to me, and then I've done it all my life. It's hard to, when other people haven't stepped up, and I've had to.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, and I know there's lots that we could dive into, but I want to give you a little bit more things to look forward to. But I would say the lessons, right? All the things that you're starting to notice. We have free will. We get to choose, right? How deep we go. Are we going to be a martyr? Are we going to jump in and take control of things? Or are we going to try to stretch and trust that people will support us? Are we going to realize that even though people are imperfect, we're all here to help one another? So I just think that there are some spiritual things that you've had to reveal during this phase. So I think the sooner you come to recognize your own contribution, right, in your stress and overwhelm, I think the sooner you get liberated from it. But I feel like this is going to take a quick turn for you. And it really does. It feels, you know, maybe 30 days at the most, you feel completely different than you do right now. So that I find very encouraging. What I would say, though, is on the other side of that, I feel like you become really, really busy. And it doesn't feel like it's, you know, work, home. It feels like work, home, family, community. And it's busy in a good way. But so as we move into kind of the, and I know you've got different seasons, you know, certain, we'll say temperatures, yeah, right, than other parts of us down here in the U.S. But seasonally speaking, right, it will feel like spring, but it will be really busy. And so I would say if you're talking about 6 months, I would say plan for just the 180, right? A complete turnaround from what you're going through right now, moving into a time of a lot of busyness. So I think it will be good busyness for you. But with that, you will then, I think, become so busy and kind of burn out. You'll probably be looking for a reprieve. And I see some vacationing, sort of a trip for you. It feels like it would be more like May, maybe closer to June. Do you have any plans for a vacation later in a couple of months?
Well, finances are not there to plan a trip.
That's okay.
So right now I can't see that happening.
But they will be, right? That's what we know.
They will be.
So I would say just know, there's a lot of busyness that will be coming up. I see that that's going to be leading to a great time of rest, sort of in renewal. It might just be a short trip, but I do see some sort of vacation or trip by water. And then really, this is just about tapping into what you've learned through this process early in the year and just recognizing that we do have life cycles, that there's a matter of faith, right? There's also sort of a cadence sometimes with business and seasons and just changes with family. But I feel like the next 6 months, things definitely start turning around for you, but just be prepared to exert just a little bit more energy and having to stay organized, but you don't have to do it alone, Karen. You can lean on friends and family to help manage things. So think a little bit more about not isolating yourself and really working to trust people that are close to you. Because I feel like you're very loved and cared for, and people want to help you, but you have to be willing to accept their time and energy as well.
Does that make sense for you? Yeah. Do you see me getting a car?
A car?
Do you see me getting a vehicle? Yeah.
Well, I will say this. When I said everything turns around like a 180, so that means if you don't have a car, then you do have a car. If you don't have money, then you do have money. So I feel like it is completely opposite of everything that's going on right now. And again, it doesn't feel like it's even 30 days. So I would just say this. Have you expressed, and you don't have to answer the question for me, but I want you to answer it for yourself. Have you expressed your needs to those that are closest to you? And if you haven't, why not? And just reflecting, if you heard a little bit of my message at the beginning of the show, this is a great time with the full moon to just release the things that you don't want. So I would really reflect on just releasing this obsession with being self-sufficient, right? Just the determination on doing things alone and independently, and really open yourself up and think about expressing your needs and wants to the people that care for you. And I think you will be surprised at how things start turning around and how quickly that happens.
Okay.
Do you think that's something that you can work on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good. I would love that for you. Well, I want to wish you well. I'm sorry that you've had a hard time, but you know what? We are blessed. We have these methods, right, of how we're connecting now. We're able to reach out and interact with people in other countries at all times of day. And I'm just sending you all kinds of positive energy, Karen, for just a big turnaround for you. And I wish you the absolute best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. So thanks to everyone that signed up to get a reading. Obviously, Lisa and Karen that decided to call in. We appreciate everyone that's tuned in. And again, for me just personally, I appreciate just you being so supportive and encouraging. I am not a perfect person. There are lots of things that I need to work on myself, but it means a lot that you trust me enough to share this time. So thank you. I also want to share just kind of a final thought. For all of our animal lovers out there, I just want to say, if you're ever wondering if your pets that have passed away can ever come through in messages, I want you to know that the answer is yes. You just have to think about communicating with them in a new way. I know people that hear their little feet, their random gifts or toys that may appear, that you've forgotten about them. They may show up under a bed or a couch or something, but just know that regardless of where they are in spirit, they're still with you. I'm just sending special healing and loving energy to all of you that may have lost an animal along the way. And I have a very special girl that is having a hard time right now. So I want to dedicate this to our sweet Macy. So just thank you for all the love that you give to one another. Our animals are often better than humans. So I do get a little bit emotional, but just thank you. And just remember, this full moon is a great opportunity to breathe, reflect, and release all of those things that no longer serve us. And what is meant for you will always find you if you just make room for it. So I'm sending all of you lots of love and light. If you want to connect with me one-on-one, feel free to go to mystic-v.com. You can connect with me on Facebook. Otherwise, I would love to connect with you again next week. And until then, take good care.